Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red Men Bite-Sized. My name is Dan Club. I'm here to take you through Liverpool FC news on Friday, the 4th of August. And we start, as ever, with the Romeo Lavia transfer impasse. This is a story that just will not go away, will not end. And yeah, Liverpool continue their pursuit, their long, drawn-out pursuit of the Belgian. And you probably tell from the tone of my voice that is somewhat getting to me now as well. And basically, where we're at now is we know the player wants to come to the Reds. We know the Reds want the player. All that left is to do is to find an agreement with Southampton when it comes to a fee, which obviously is probably the biggest part of making any transfer happen. So it's not a small matter. It's obviously quite a very big one. However, it comes to a point whereby a decision needs to be made on it, quite frankly. And Southampton want 50 million. Liverpool don't want to pay 50 million. Will they meet in the middle? Will they find a compromise? That remains to be seen. The latest comes from Sacha Tavolieri, friend of the show, of course, and the Belgian journalist has been speaking to Unibet in Belgium. And he said these will be crucial days for the transfer of Romeo Lavia to Liverpool. Personally, there's been agreement for some time. Lavia wants the green light to take his medical with the Reds. Liverpool will make a third and ultimate attempt to sign Lavia from Southampton. He goes on to say they want to seduce the Saints with a €40 million plus bonuses offer for the young Belgian, and Lavia has a 5-year contract at Anfield. So, slightly more information there from Tavolieri, of course, referring to the fact that it will be a 5-year deal if he does sign. Lavia is just waiting for the green light to come and do his medical at Liverpool. So we're really not a million miles away from the deal. Sometimes it feels like we are, but we're not too far away. Now, what is important to remember in all of this is Southampton actually kick off their championship campaign later on tonight at the time of speaking. They play Sheffield Wednesday. They got promoted from League One, of course, Sheffield Wednesday. So it's recently promoted against recently relegated. And it'd be interesting to see whether Lavia plays any part. Now, Russell Martin, the Southampton manager, was speaking yesterday. And he did say that Lavia would be involved, as would James Ward-Prowse, another player who's on the radar of some Premier League club. So remains to be seen what will happen there. I think if Lavia starts the game, it'll be not a huge indicator of sort of how far away we are from this deal happening, but it will perhaps raise some eyebrows about just whether Liverpool are even close to doing this transfer, making it a real thing. So again, I'd love to bring you some real positive updates on this, but we are simply at the stage whereby Liverpool are desperately trying to negotiate a fee with Southampton. Southampton remain resilient on what they want for the player, and you can't really blame them. I've said it before, like, they have their valuation, they clearly see the potential, they have also that buyback clause with Manchester City that comes into force next year. They're pretty confident they'll get what they want for Lavia eventually. Sort of how long it takes, who knows, but they also have the fact that I think there's a 20% clause with Manchester City, which means they will have to pay 20% to them. So you've got to factor that in too, because if you do pay 50 million, they're not going to get that full 50 million anyway. So they are real holding all the cards on here. They're holding out for what they want. And in many ways, you can't blame them. It's frustrating from a Liverpool perspective. Of course it is. I think we'd all just like us to pay what it takes to get the deal done by this point. Whether you think Lavia is the answer alone or not, that's immaterial at this point. Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, Jörg Schmadtke, Pep Linders, etc. clearly want to make him a Liverpool player. And the hold up in doing so, I think, is getting to each and every one of us now. And of course, the Premier League kicks off in just over a week's time, and it's very, very unlikely that we have a genuine number six in place by the time that comes around, which in itself is somewhat disappointing. Yeah, next story I want to touch upon it came from out of nowhere, really, early on today. And it's about Kane and Dewsbury Hall, obviously Leicester City midfield. They got relegated with Leicester. And Jack Talbot was writing, and he claimed that Liverpool are considering the Leicester man as one of the options to replace Jordan Henderson. They've got a good relationship with the agency. It's Wasserman and the agency. They obviously know the player. They've seen him play in the Premier League, and so on and so on. I'm far from convinced about Kane and Dewsbury Hall about an option for Liverpool. I think he's a good footballer. The analogy I've been using for this one is that when some very good players got relegated last year from the Premier League, and I include Romeo Lavia in that, James Ward-Prowse, James Maddison, Harvey Barnes, it seemed almost impossible that they'd stay in the Championship. Like, everyone would have said, oh no, they'll get a move back to the Premier League. Like, they're too good to be in the Championship for a year. That's obviously not going to be the case. Now, with Kane and Dewsbury Hall, if you'd have had conversations with people, wherever, they wouldn't have said that. They'd have said, oh yeah, he could spend the year in the Championship. He might be a very good player in the Championship, and he might be an important reason why Leicester do get promoted at some point, whether it be first time of asking or not. But he's not one that immediately jumps off the page as being, well, he can't stay in the Championship, obviously. He's miles ahead of that. That's not him. And therefore, should we really be looking to bring him back? I'm not entirely sold on it, personally. I think he'd be a decent, and I mean decent, squad option. Anything other than that, I have my reservations about. And in terms of replacing Henderson, I do get that, because all Henderson was likely to be this upcoming season was like your James Milner type role, dropping into games, sort of different positions, being versatile, helping us see out matches, etc. So I can kind of see it. Obviously, English, which helps the homegrown quotas, etc. And the price won't be a problem, you wouldn't imagine. Although I might have said that about Lavia a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, with Dewsbury Hall, it's not something that excites me personally. And again, as with all these things, I always say, I'm happy to be proved wildly inaccurate, and I'm happy for us to sign him and him set the world alight and be brilliant for Liverpool for the next 10 years. But as I sit here today, I can't get too infused about that possible transfer.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A little bit of positive news to move on to next in the midfield department, of course, and it comes from David Lynch writing for This Is Anfield, and the title was Liverpool get midfield boost of Thiago and Pochettic to return to full training. That's right, both midfielders look like they are set to return to full training. That'll be on Saturday ahead of the Premier League that comes the next week, of course. Thiago has been out for a little while. He had surgery on a long-standing hip injury. He had surgery back in May. And Pochettic also missed the back end of last season due to injury. He sat out most of pre-season, as has Thiago. Thiago actually travelled to Germany, but neither of them went to Singapore more recently. But yeah, both of them look set to return to the action on Saturday when the players return from their visit to Singapore. And it's important that they are back. I think it comes too soon for both of them, having played no minutes during pre-season in terms of actual football. It's important to get both of them back up and running, because although it's unlikely that they'll feature, certainly from the start in the Chelsea game, possibly even the Bournemouth game, we are going to need them playing minutes at some point further down the line, particularly Petetic, I would imagine, which sounds mad to say given how incredible a footballer Thiago is. But our options in the six right now are limited at best. Like, there's a good chance, unless something dramatic happens sort of in the next 48 hours, there's a good chance that we'll be having Curtis Jones start that game as the six, which is fine. It's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. He does okay in there. He needs us to dominate possession, really, for him to have a good game in there. I think it's the game whereby Liverpool are on the back foot and struggling to keep hold of the ball and getting caught in transition. I think we'll be sent to the wolves a little bit if that's the case of Curtis Jones, to be honest. So, yeah, I think getting Pacetic and Thiago back up and running is going to be pivotal. Like, as things stand, without the options that we want, we probably need another one, possibly two midfielders. We need all the help we can get. So those two returns to full training is definitely a bit of positive news going into the weekend. And the final story I want to touch upon is about one of our youngsters. We've lost quite a lot of our academy youngsters this summer, actually. And another one has joined them. Max Waltman has sealed a permanent move to Oxford United. 19-year-old forward has departed Liverpool. He came through the academy. He made two senior appearances for the club. One of them came in the Champions League, actually. So yeah, he played against AC Milan, the Champions League, was in the San Siro. So as senior outings go for the Reds, it's not the worst, is it, I guess? But yeah, he has moved on a permanent basis to Oxford. I think I spoke about the manager last week, talking about that possibility, and it has now happened. So best of luck to him. Hope it all works out. And yeah, we are going through a weird period, actually, with the academy kids. I've spoken a few times on these shows about us signing some of the best young talent around the country, and at the same time, we're actually losing some of our own young talent. So I guess we're trying to even the books, if you like, in that sense. We're taking a look at the lads that we've brought through, the likes of Waltman, etc., and going, are they really? I mean, Ben Woodburn previously comes into this category as well. Are they really good enough? Are they going to make it here? And you make that decision and you allow them to move on. If not, at the same time, you're bringing in talent such as Ben Doak, Cade Gordon, Bobby Clark, and you're kind of backing them to make it, because you're cherry-picking them from different academies. So that's the policy. That's what we're going with when it comes to the young lads. And hopefully it pays dividends further down the line. Finally, I've just got to tell you that our brand new Limcision book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is still available on redmenmerch.com. It is stunning. It really is. If you haven't got one already, if you haven't checked it out already, at the very, very least, make sure you do so at redmenmerch.com. It obviously follows up our brilliant documentary, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, which, again, if you haven't watched that on YouTube, or Red Men Plus, of course, what are you waiting for? Like, honestly, you will not regret that in any way. It is incredible. Brilliantly put together, brilliantly scripted, brilliantly directed, so on and so forth. Words fail me how good it was, as you could probably tell right then. But I've been speaking for quite some time now, so I will start to wrap up. And before we do so, of course, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a legend or a captain. You'll get all our amazing content day in, day out. We've covered Romeo Lavia to the nth degree. So Liverpool, please, please sign him, because I've done a lot of speaking about Romeo Lavia in recent weeks. And if we don't sign him, it won't be a waste of time, because I've enjoyed it and they've been good chats, and it's always interesting to see who Liverpool want and why they want them. But if we do sign him, it'll make it all worthwhile. Anyway, that's the news today. I'll just quickly run through it very, very rapidly before we go. Liverpool remain at a transfer impasse with Romeo Lavia. The fee remains a huge stumbling block in getting that deal done. According to Jack Talbot, Liverpool have also got an eye on Leicester midfielder Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall. David Lynch is reported for this Anfielder, Stefan Bajcetic and Thiago are returning to full training at the Axa on Saturday. And Liverpool youngster Max Waltman has sealed a permanent move to Oxford United. That's the news. That's everything. Take care. I'll speak to you all again very, very soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.